Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me today. It's going to be a great day. This is episode number 518. And today we're going to bring you the top 10 dental discoveries from last year. Okay, now this year is not completely over, so we don't have the one from this year, but we do have the one from last year. Before we get started, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. The Facebook, we are trying to go live. I think we started it, and it looks like it's maybe just going to record. We'll post it later if it's not live now. If it is live, hello. Thank you for joining me. If it's not, you can also go to thereasonswesmile.com and watch any of the past episodes that we've done, all 517 of them, and this show will be available come Monday morning. Okay, so like I mentioned, the show is about the top 10 dental discoveries from last year. And it was pretty neat because I also did some research on what the top 10 discoveries were in, say, 5 years ago. And it's very interesting because the ones from 5 years ago, I already have those all. I already have everything in the office. But the ones from just a year ago, some of them are new. So, okay. So, you know, it's been an astounding year for dental advancements. Oh, by the way, this was put together by Laura Dorr, D-O-R-R, and it comes from Dental Products Report, which is a part of Modern Dental Network. So I just wanted to get that out there, and props to them, and thank you for putting this all together. And I think Laura did an awesome job, and so I wanted to bring this to you. So the field of dental research had an especially impressive year with new developments and discoveries emerging seemingly every day. This list is the top 10 most innovative, exciting, and game-changing research studies published last year. So number one, a link was discovered between oral health and low testosterone in men. A new study uncovered valuable information that could have major implications for men's health. More than 20 species of macaws, the most widely distributed non-human primates in the world, socialize in lively troops and make frequent appearances on National Geographic documentaries. But what can we learn from one of our closest primate relatives about our own oral health? Quite a bit, according to the findings of this retrospective study done by Texas A&M University Baylor College of Dentistry researchers. Their work was recently published in the American Journal of Physical Anthropology and indicated that a lack of testosterone left these monkeys with periodontal disease. Quan Wang, Ph.D., Associate Professor in Biomedical Sciences, and Paul Deschau, Ph.D., Regents Professor and Biomedical Science Chair, analyzed the skeletonized remains of 5 castrated male rhesus macaws, all of which had died of natural causes. The mandibles, which is also the jawbone, of 4 of them remained intact, offering the opportunity for comparison with remains of non-castrated males of approximately the same age. The differences were telling and obvious. Many of these traits can be seen with the naked eye. All right, so there's a great deal to learn from these macaws, and basically, what it showed is they have, the ones that were castrated had a greater incidence of periodontal disease. So if you don't have testosterone, you're going to get periodontal disease. That's the link. Not something that we realized before. And it's pretty interesting because you wouldn't think that it would be that big of a deal, you know, because we don't have that many castrated males. But a lot of men wind up with prostate cancer, okay, which basically does the same thing. And then it's just more prevalent than you think, But most importantly, we understand the link now, so we do have the ability to increase our testosterone if we happen to have low T. I used to think low T was just for guys that were like, well, that's like another word for I want Viagra. You know, I think everybody was saying, all of a sudden everybody has low T because they want to say they don't, that they can use Viagra, but apparently it's not more, it's more than just that. So anyway, now in our lifetime, 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and that's according to the American Cancer Society. Other causes of low T would be traumatic accidents, sexual reassignment surgery, and chemical or surgical castration for sex offenders. So if they happen to have been castrated in that way, they're going to get periodontal disease more than likely. Okay, so that was number one. And by the way, about 10 minutes into the show, we always do a Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And I'm going to give you the phone number so you can pre-program it into your phone if you would like. The number is 614-459-9769. Now, we are having phone issues. The whole city is, in this part of the city anyway. So we only have, a couple listener lines. So you have to be faster on the draw if you want to be one of the couple people that can get through. Okay. And we'll be doing that in about 5-6 minutes. All of a sudden, I have a tickle in my throat. So I apologize if I have to keep coughing. All right. Now, we've always known, or not always, but we've known about the many, many craniofacial issues that are sensitive to sex hormones, but it's just that we more usually thought of it more on the estrogen side. And by the way, I didn't have my drink of coffee because sometimes it makes me cough. And I thought, hey, my throat's fine, let's not worry about it. So anyway, now we know we have to be thinking about on the testosterone side as well, on the men's side. Low sex hormones are a natural phase of aging, and oral health can be a collateral victim, which is why oral hygiene and routine checkups are important all throughout life, which is part of this show. Part of the basis of this show is to make people realize just how important it is that you take care of your teeth and gums, okay? So that was number one. Number two was new research discovers a way to eliminate needles for dental anesthetic. This new procedure could save us time as dentists and money and alleviate patient anxiety. So, and by the way, it's not the one that we're going to read about, but I'm going to tell you about another. So anyway, this one was a new study from the University of Sao Paulo found that there might be no need for needles when administering anesthetic for dental procedures. Now, anytime I hear this, I am a little skeptical because there are a lot of things that have come out over the years that claim to be able to do this. But it never seems to be 100%, never seems to be something you can actually count on. But let's read about it anyway or talk about it. So obviously, needle-free administration could save costs, improve patient compliance, because only 40% of people come to the dentist on a regular basis. It could facilitate application and decrease the risk of intoxication and contamination. So yeah, we don't have to worry about giving you too much if we're not giving you a needle. So okay, so basically, researchers wanted to see if there was a quicker and more effective way to administer these anesthetics into the body without necessitating the needle in the process. The research team decided to examine iontophoresis, a technique that introduces medical compounds into the body through the skin by applying a localized electric current. Although iontophoresis has been proven successful in the introduction of drugs through biological membranes, its effect has not been explored in the mucosa, which is the lining of your cheek. So, I don't know. Did you hear what I said or what they were saying? With a small electric current. I don't know. What's worse, being shocked a little bit or having the needle? I don't know. I guess we haven't tried it yet. But that doesn't sound exactly pain-free either. But anyway, you never know. It could be good. And so what the researchers did is to test the theory is they mixed the anesthetic hydrogels with a polymer to enable it to stick to the mouth's lining. And then they added prilocaine hydrochloride and lidocaine hydrochloride. They tested the formula on the mouth of a pig and the results were promising. It allowed for the prilocaine hydrochloride to enter the body more quickly and effectively and increase the permeation through the mouth lining by 12-fold. So applying iontophoresis to a semi-solid formulation of this drug combination can serve as a needle-free strategy to speed the onset and prolong the duration of what they're calling buccal anesthesia. So buccal anesthesia is where you numb somebody on the cheek side, okay? doesn't really tell me yet if it would work on the lower arch, because the lower arch has a thicker bone and we don't necessarily establish numbness through simple depositing of the anesthetic liquid there. We have to do what's called a block. Now, also, you may have heard me talk about how we, at the office, we have a new thing called a Soleo laser, and that allows us to anesthetize a single tooth without a needle or this gel, and it keeps that tooth numb for about 6 to 7 minutes. And so that's plenty of time for us to do the work that we need to do on a tooth, and it works in most people. Whenever I say that, I know that there are skeptics say, what if it doesn't work in me? Well, if it doesn't work in you, we can numb you. But even local anesthetic works in differing degrees in different people in different parts of their mouth. All right, so that was number two. And then number three, composite restorations of the future may be made of glass. Now, for those of you that didn't realize it, those tooth-colored fillings we call composite restorations because they are a composite resin, a little bit like plastic, but it's not really plastic. You've heard of lightweight composites being used in aircraft, and the stealth bombers are a mixture of lightweight composites and carbon fibers. So those black planes that you see that we only see at flyovers, but nobody else gets to see, are composite and carbon fibers. And so we've been using the same thing in teeth, but they tend to only last about 6 years, because right at the edge where the two come together, where the tooth and the filling come together, the bacteria build up and the body and this acid attacks the teeth and you get new cavities. So the hope is that this new glass that's incorporated into the product, into the restoration, is going to make them last longer. But it's not just that, because so the engineers at Oregon State University, they made some promising findings about the ability of bioactive glass to help reduce the ability of bacteria to attack composite fillings. It's bioactive glass. So what that means is the body does recognize it, rather than some materials which are inert. So like titanium that we use for artificial knees and hips and shoulders and so on is not recognized by the body. It tricks the body into not realizing that it's there. Now think about this. More than 122 million composite tooth restorations are made in the United States every year. An average person uses their teeth for more than 600,000 chews per year. 600,000 chews per year. And some studies suggest, as I mentioned, that the lifetime of these fillings is only 6 years. So this type of glass is only beginning to see use in dentistry, and the research shows that may be very promising, because the bacteria in the mouth that may help cause cavities don't seem to like this type of glass and are less likely to colonize on fillings than incorporate it. This would have a significant impact on the future of dentistry, because we could place this filling once, and the bacteria in there, or rather the bacteria won't be able to colonize, and you'll be less likely to get new cavities around it. By the way, somewhere I read, and maybe it'll be later on in one of these others, but this cycle of having to repeat fillings, so like you put we get a cavity, we put a filling in, and then you have to get another one because decay around it, you have to put a filling in, that it will cost a person like $2,000 in their lifetime per tooth. So each time you get a cavity, you're looking at another, you know, whatever that cost you, $200. So another $1,800 over your lifetime. So another reason, right? Another reason to not get the cavity in the first place. it's really important. Okay. So looks like we are about ready to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And as you know, we always do the question about the topic. So let me just remind you that we are talking about the top 10 discoveries in dentistry from last year. One was how low T can give people, men, periodontal disease. Two is how there's some research that says if you take this certain gel and liquid and a little bit of electronic current, you can numb teeth. And the third one is how we're using these bioactive glasses, or will be, hopefully, within the tooth-colored composite resin fillings in the future. All right. Okay, but before we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and today we are talking about the top 10 dental discoveries from last year. Which of the following were discovered in 2016? A, a link between low testosterone and increased periodontal disease in men. B, dentists may be able to use a small electric current to numb a patient instead of a needle. C, tooth-colored composite resin fillings may soon contain a bioactive glass to make them stronger and help prevent tooth decay from recurring. Or D, all of the above. All right. The winner is going to receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
You won't believe it, though. I want to hear your mind. And there's nothing else in the world tonight. She said, people don't take the time. Hey, people don't take the time.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko!
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. It's episode number 518, and we have Becky on the line with us. Hey, Becky, how are you today?
Okay.
Good, good. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. Do you have the answer to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day?
Yeah, it's all of them, D.
All of them, that is right. All of the above. So, hey, what do you do for a living, Becky?
Well, I'm a licensed professional clinical counselor, but I'm just retired. I'm not working right now.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Well, thank you for listening to Dr. Kvitko and The Reasons We Smile. And, hey, stay on the line because we do need to get the address where you'll receive those flowers from DeSantis, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Let me give that back to my producer. So if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 518, 518th episode. And we are bringing you the top 10 dental discoveries from last year. And so we are up to number 4 now. Number 4 is gum disease is linked to a highly deadly cancer. Okay? In recent months, gum disease has been linked to increasing the number of major health problems, and researchers have now discovered another illness to add to the list. Researchers from the University of Louisville School of Dentistry examined the relationship between Porphyromonas gingivalis, a bacterial species that causes gum disease, and esophageal cancer. All right, esophageal cancer is now connected to bacteria that cause gum disease. In fact, look at the name. Porphyromonas gingivalis comes from the word gingivitis. All right, so in a study of 130 patients, 100 with esophageal squamous cell carcinoma, who had undergone esophagectomy surgery and 30 normal controls, researchers discovered that 61% of patients with the squamous cell carcinoma had the bacteria Porphyromonas gingivalis, and only presented in 12% of the non-cancerous tissue adjacent to cancer cells and was entirely undetected in normal tissue. Wow. So there's another reason to brush your teeth, right? Another reason to stay healthy and avoid having this stuff in your mouth in the first place. Kind of scary. The more we learn about dental disease and how it affects the body, it is becoming more and more obvious just how important home health care is. And making sure your children are taking great care of their teeth as well. Okay, number 5, having multiple fillings could cause toxic levels of mercury in blood. Now, this one's pretty much been written about a lot, to be honest. There had been a lot of concern about it, but there hadn't been any true research that would show that it was there was a link. And now apparently this group of researchers at University of Georgia's College of Public Health announced a definitive link. They found that adults with more than 8 fillings had 100% more mercury in their blood than those without fillings. And I guess, you know, that's we've always known that high levels of mercury can be toxic, can cause brain, heart, lung, and immune system issues, among other concerns. But we hadn't known that it was dependent upon the number of fillings, you know, the number of fillings. So apparently one or less is okay, because there's everything we come in contact with, there's a certain level that we don't have to worry much about. But once you get up to 8, it's 150% of those with just one. So, you know, it's just, again, now, you know what? I still have silver fillings. I personally don't plan on having mine taken out. I don't know, maybe I should. Some people are. I know that the rules for us dentists, we now have to have what are called amalgam separators. So when we take out an old silver filling, we have to have something that separates out the silver from the rest of the particulate in the so that it doesn't go down the drain or doesn't go into the our water treatment system. So anyway, I guess, you know, something that we learn every year, we learn new stuff. Another one, number 6, preventing cavities may soon be as simple as popping a pill. And when I read this, you have to realize it's probably not that simple. And so we're going to read more about that. So when we come back, we're going to do number 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, episode number 518, and we'll be right back.
You can take me as I am, not just a little bit. I don't know who to be. I'm a paper cup, baby, of the sea. I know you see it too, because you're too much for me.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, you're back, or I'm back, we're back, Grat, you're back, whatever. Anyway, so I'm Dr. Kvitko, this is episode number 518. You can tell it's live, right? And we're bringing you some of the 10 top, or the 10 top, like, discoveries in dentistry of last year. That we were started 6, and then we realized we had to go to a break. So number 6 is... the part about popping a pill. A new study has discovered a superhero strain of oral bacteria that can subdue bad caries, causing bacteria in the mouth. By the way, caries is what we call cavities. The identification of this strain, a previously unidentified type of streptococcus called A12, could open the door for the development of a supplement or probiotic that could be taken orally to stave off cavities. That's pretty cool. So, you know, there. So, for instance, it means, well, the neat thing is who knew that it would be this bacteria that also causes cavities? So now you have this bacteria that's usually causing cavities. You have, like, kind of a super one that's going to kill all of its buddies and keep us from getting decay. Hopefully, it'll be on the market. It will be a probiotic type thing, so it'd either be a pill that you take, or it would be maybe mixed into an oral rinse or mixed into your toothpaste. But that one is pretty promising. Number 7, chemicals in water bottles, food containers may permanently damage children's teeth. Chemicals commonly found in plastics and fungicides may be weakening children's teeth by disrupting hormones that stimulate the growth of dental enamel. And this is according to a study presented by the European Congress of Endocrinology. Endocrine disruptors are chemicals that interfere with mammalian hormones. Bisphenol is one of the most prevalent, and that's what these plastics are, by the way, found in everyday items, including refillable drink bottles and food storage containers. Vincosolin is, I said this last night, and is another endocrine disruptor that was commonly used as a fungicide in vineyards, golf courses, and orchards. So, so there, basically, molar incisal hypermineralization is a pathology affecting up to 18% of children aged 6 to 9 in which the permanent first molars and incisor teeth that erupt have sensitive spots that become painful and are prone to cavities. These spots are found on dental enamel, which is obviously the tough outer coating of teeth, that protects it from physical and chemical damage. Unlike bone, enamel does not regrow, and so the damage is irreversible once it happens. Number 8, mouth breathers at high risk of tooth decay. Gonna check the clock here. I think I'm good. Yeah. So, the study discovered that mouth acidity levels can be affected by sleeping with an open mouth. So, mouth breathers, be aware. A new study has found that people who sleep with their mouth open or breathe with their mouth open are at higher risk of tooth decay. Saliva plays a key role in cavity prevention in a variety of ways. A recent study found that salivary mucins limit the growth of cavity-causing bacteria or biofilm that forms on the tooth surface, and mouth breathing can dry out the mouth, and this can cause the oral environment to become acidic, and higher acidity levels lead to the erosion and loss of tooth enamel. So, I think we've known for a while that when you have saliva is this like wonderful solution that helps prevent decay, it helps food from kind of building up. And if you dry the mouth out, you're lacking all of the abilities that saliva gives us. And so it seems to make sense. I'm not, I think this is, I've known about this. I just didn't know if, I think maybe it's helpful to know, and maybe they'll be able to figure out how to, how to put this into some kind of scientific play, again, in our toothpaste, our gels, or whatever. But, by the way they did this, I thought that was interesting. The way they did this, comparing people with nose breathing to mouth breathing, was they put a clothespin over their nose for 2 to 4 hours. How can you sleep with a nose? You'd have to be really tired. So to make people breathe through their mouth, they stuck a clothespin over their nose. Okay, number 9, common oral bacteria could treat troublesome illness. Researchers have isolated an enzyme from bacteria present in human saliva that has potential as a therapeutic for celiac disease, an autoimmune disorder that causes severe digestive and other health problems among sufferers when they consume gluten. So an estimated 3 million people in the United States have celiac disease. Currently, the main course of treatment for people with this is adherence to a strict gluten-free diet. However, this kind of, people having to stick to this gluten-free diet is difficult, in part because it's present in a lot of refined foods, damaging to a person's quality of life. And so the search for new CD treatments has focused on methods that target the peptides in gluten that cause the immune system to overreact. This includes vaccine-based strategies and use of the enzymes that break down gluten and its immune-aggravating components before gluten reaches the small intestine. By the way, I have about 3 people at my office of about 7 employees who are eating a gluten-free diet. I don't think any of them actually truly have CD, celiac disease. I don't think any of them have been tested. And it's my understanding that a gluten-free diet is really not the most healthy diet to be on. So my suggestion is if you don't have celiac disease, don't worry about eating gluten-free. Or be tested before you go on a gluten-free regimen, because that's, it'd be better to know. Basically, the gluten-free diet is high sugar, high fat, The only thing you're missing is gluten. Everything else is... Okay, and then another discovery. This is number 10, which is the last one we have time for. A revolutionary new diagnostic liquid could serve as an alternative to drilling. And again, I take this kind of stuff with a grain of salt. But Douglas Ben, DDS, PhD, has created a simple diagnostic liquid solution that can help be applied to the surface of a patient's teeth prior to a dental x-ray, which will help show us dentists whether a tooth has cavitated decay or is pre-cavity. The diagnostic liquid will help us more readily see cavitated decay on a standard x-ray and will allow us to use recently developed topical products to arrest the tooth decay. Okay, that's pretty cool. because this is, I think, where I was reading about how if we can avoid that first filling, if we don't fill one that doesn't really need filled yet, then we can, then we're better off. Okay, and I'm getting the that's all you the time you have sign. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm very sorry if I've run late. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko and visit my office Facebook page and like us. It's actually Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Remember, all past episodes complete with video are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588 or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.